Have you ever found yourself shrinking in meetings, over-apologizing, or feeling like an imposter despite your accomplishments? You're not alone. In Quick Confidence, leadership consultant Selena Rezvani offers a refreshing message. You don't need to wait until you feel confident. You can act your way into confidence by showing up as if you 400% belong. Drawing from her experience coaching thousands of professionals at organizations like Microsoft and Harvard University, she provides practical strategies to build unshakable confidence in everyday situations. The most compelling insight? Confidence isn't an innate trait. It's a skill you can develop through deliberate practice and small, consistent actions. First impressions aren't about perfection. They're about authentic connection. Embrace Dog Code, initiating connection without hesitation, like dogs who greet humans enthusiastically. When introducing yourself, prepare two or three clear sentences using Paola Pasquale's framework, your name, title, and a simple translation of your impact, using connectors like, but really, I, or it's all about. Dr. Amy Cuddy's research shows that warmth should precede competence in first impressions, as employees prefer leaders who demonstrate warmth first. Your clothing choices influence both others' perceptions and your own confidence. Create power outfits with clothes that make you feel authentically confident. If your presence doesn't make an impact, then your absence won't make a difference. Instead of shrinking in uncomfortable spaces, big up your body through expansive behaviors. Replace constrictive habits, perching on chair edges, crossed arms, with confidence-boosting alternatives, fully occupying your seat, open posture. Research shows upright postures maintain self-esteem and improve mood compared to slumped positions. When colleagues are overlooked, advocate for them with strong introductions highlighting their expertise and nominate them for assignments showcasing their talents. Creating belonging sometimes means defying norms, as Madison Butler did by embracing her blue hair despite workplace pressure, eventually branding herself as the blue-haired unicorn and becoming more successful. These acts of non-compliance remind your brain you're living life on your terms. Have you ever been mistaken for someone more junior or had your expertise questioned based on your appearance? These roundings downs of status occur frequently to marginalized people. While overt discrimination is easily recognized, subtle microaggressions create what Dr. Joan Williams calls a slow escalator down in your career through their cumulative effect. Over-apologizing diminishes your power. Replace weakening language with powerful alternatives. I want to share, instead of I just wanted to share. Here's what I know today, rather than I may be wrong, but when you have a moment, I'd like X, instead of sorry to bother you. Develop a resting neutral face, RNF, relaxed brows, closed lips, and steady eye contact. This levels power in the room, showing impartiality while deliberating rather than excessive agreeability. Sometimes the bigger power move is to do less. When facing chronic interrupters, continue speaking rather than yielding. Use physical signals like raising a hand or speak slightly louder. For persistent interruptions, make non-judgmental observations like, "That's the third time Neil got cut off," or "Everyone else has weighed in. I'm not finished." While conventional wisdom encourages raising your hand to stand out, overdoing creates a toxic equation where self-worth equals productivity. This narrows your path to success and sets impossible standards. Just enoughness means maintaining a sustainable pace, knowing you could push harder if needed, but choosing restraint instead. Over-explaining stems from fear of sounding harsh, taking strong positions, or appearing foolish. To break this habit, be succinct, pause, breathe, and provide brief answers without justification. Accept that disappointing people is sometimes necessary. Overthinkers often ignore physical cues from their bodies. To stop ruminating, use the stop-clap technique. Visualize a stop sign and clap to break thought patterns. Try box breathing, or imagine your evolved self handling the situation differently. Transform victim statements into creator language. Replace, "I failed because she's a terrible instructor," with, "I wasn't prepared. Here's how I'll study differently." Compartmentalize failures rather than letting them define your entire life, and use the progress principle, focusing on how far you've come, which research shows increases motivation and happiness. Asking for what you need, regardless of confidence level, can transform your life trajectory. While many fear damaging relationships through assertiveness, negotiation is simply a process of trying, experimenting, and learning from outcomes. When facing resistance, apply the Lara framework. Listen generously with your whole body, affirm their perspective, respond with evidence, and ask open-ended questions to deepen dialogue. Strategic silence serves as a powerful negotiation tool. Use it after making a request, count to seven, and after receiving a response. Maintain a thoughtful pause with a neutral expression. Many negotiators make weak first offers, fearing ambitious numbers will alarm others. Instead, round up by making the most aggressive figure you can rationally defend with data. Rather than waiting until you feel ready, embrace doing it afraid. Visualization helps your brain experience success beforehand, activating the same neural regions as actual performance. Practice by imagining the best outcome in detail, engaging your senses, and putting your struggle in past tense. When caught off guard by tough questions, pause and breathe deeply. Organize thoughts using frameworks like what, so what, now what, and buy time when needed. Using purposeful gestures isn't superficial. Research shows those who gesture while speaking appear more engaging and warmer. Monitor your performance using color codes. Green zone, confident, flowing. Yellow zone, caution, quickened heartbeat. And red zone, stalled conversation. When in the red, ground yourself physically and start with simpler aspects to regain momentum. For minor setbacks, develop a short memory. Release these moments through physical actions. Shrug while saying, "So what?" Visualize mistakes in disappearing ink or find humor in the situation. Every small error proves you're human. You decide its significance. The average worker makes 118 mistakes yearly. Fail forward by turning mistakes into learning opportunities. Seek mentors, share lessons learned, and request do-overs when appropriate. Taking responsibility enables self-forgiveness. Focus on key lessons rather than endless rumination. When facing setbacks, remember you often control the outcome. Seek specific feedback, make confident appeals with strong language, and persist in writing your comeback story. Remember that no is only final if you accept it. Confidence requires daily practice across four energy dimensions: emotional, fostering positive perspectives; physical, maintaining activity; mental, reducing distractions; and spiritual, engaging natural talents. Self-trust grows when you honor commitments to yourself. Strengthen it by documenting promises, setting realistic goals, and starting with achievable commitments. Your mindset affects both your confidence and others' perception of you. Reframe fixed statements, "I'm not good at," to growth-oriented ones, "I'm working on." Add "not yet" to limiting beliefs and view challenges as learning opportunities. Foster others' confidence by asking powerful questions, highlighting their accomplishments, and actively supporting potential. Confidence extends beyond personal achievement. It's about creating environments where everyone can thrive. Sometimes your belief in someone is exactly what they need to take action.